narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found a passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Back in September of 2019, Pope Francis released an apostolic letter. And in that letter, he declared that the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, today, would be considered Sunday of the Word of God, an opportunity to celebrate the great gift of God's Word, and also to encourage people to embrace that gift and unpack that gift by studying the Bible. He noted in his letter that of all of us who declare our faith in Jesus Christ, we Christians have one thing in common, that is sacred scripture. And of course, being that the first five books of our Bible form the Torah, we also include those five in our Bible that the Jewish people continue to celebrate and read. Back when I was getting ready to enter seminary, I received the gift of this Bible. This Bible, the reason why it looks in pretty good condition is not because I don't use it, but because I've kept it in this cover, because I knew that from packing and unpacking, it would get tore up pretty quick. But inside, I've got passages highlighted and marked. I've got bookmarks. I even have slips of paper that have different scripture passages I would use as I would offer a witness or a talk at a retreat. You know, I've often said, you know, the Bible, of course, is the most selling book in human history. But I've often said it's better to think of the Bible not as a book, but as a library. Inside of this, we have an example of just about every type of literature. We have drama, narratives, we have morality plays, we have hymns, we have poetry. We even have proverbs that are all collected together in a very aptly named Book of Proverbs. But beyond the great collection of literary work that we have in the Bible is the fact of what it is. This is a gift given to us by God. It is His living Word. This is revelation. It reveals who God is and what are his plans for us. The only way that we would know that God is not just a God who loves, but a God who is love, is because it's in sacred scripture. The only way that we know that when the human family turned their back on God at the earliest days of their creation, God put a plan in place to save them and bring them back to himself is because it's in the Bible. The only way that we know that the Son of God was born of the Virgin Mary is because it is in the Bible. And the only way that we know that his sacrifice on the cross threw open the gates of heaven, took away the punishment of original sin, is because it's written in here. God has pulled together what we need to know to be saved. It is all in this sacred scripture. My dear friends, it is truly a gift. And think about this for a moment. We believe in the God who created everything. Not just this world and everything on it, but the entire universe. He is all powerful. And yet, he wants a relationship with each and every one of us. And he does so by showing us who he is and what are his plans for us written in these pages. That is an awe-inspiring thing to be aware of. You know, some of our brothers in the other Christian faiths will say that Catholics don't know anything about the Bible. Now, maybe we generally can't quote chapter and verse, but we would not have our faith if it wasn't for what's written in this book. After all, how do we know that bread and wine become Christ's body and blood on this altar? It's because it's written in sacred scripture. How do we know that when we approach the waters of baptism, the punishment of original sin is washed away in those waters? It's because it is written in sacred scripture. And how do we know that when we approach our God in his minister, the priest, with sorrow in our hearts and confess our sins and are forgiven them? It's because it is written in sacred scripture. Our faith is based on the Bible. Our faith is based on the living Word of God. And I've used that terminology a couple of times already. What that means is this book isn't just about what we believe, but it has meaning for us today. These words were written 2,000, 3,000 years ago, to specific communities in specific situations. And yet, because they are the living Word of God, they have meaning for us today, in this time, in this place. And that's why it behooves us to study the gift that God has given us, to not just see what it is what we believe, but what does God want for each and every one of us? It's in here. My dear friends, this is truly a great gift that our God has given us. It is a gift that shows us his plans for us and his love for us. We don't just take this Sunday as a time to thank him for it and to celebrate the Word of God, because every time we celebrate this sacrament we call the Eucharist, we spend the first half of each and every Mass in the liturgy of the Word. And then we move in to the liturgy of the Eucharist, where, because of what it tells us in the Word, we know Jesus is truly present. And so, as we continue today's celebration of the Mass, we thank our Lord for the gift of His Word given to us in sacred Scripture. And we promise to unfold this great gift so that we can see how we can play an important part of God's plan of salvation, because that plan includes each and every one of us. And by knowledge of His living Word, we will be able to embrace the part we are called to play.